This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get in and talk some Cowboys here with you in 2 minutes, but we do want to reset the biggest Mav story of the day, and it is really very interesting. It might be terrifying for you. It might be exciting what has been developing over the last 24 hours. General at your service. At ease, there's Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. You have Zach Wolchuk and Eric Chiafalo, of course, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. So last night the Knicks made huge moves to clear cap space. You wake up thinking, wow, this is real. They're super willing to sacrifice. They must have something big on their mind. And then Nico Harrison joined KNC at 1 o'clock, and he said, yeah, it's the worst-kept secret in the NBA that the Knicks are clearing all this space, specifically targeting Jalen Brunson. And we're like, man, reading the tea leaves, it really seems like this is more realistic than ever. We said in the opening segment 1 hour ago, it feels like Jalen Brunson's not going to be a Maverick anymore. Mark Stein with the report this afternoon saying that New York's chances of getting him are further boosted. And he now feels like, I missed it. Do you have the exact phrase that pays over there, Chiafalo?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mavericks, of course, the only team that can give him the 5-year deal, well past $100 million. But he says, but further boosting New York's chances is there a growing belief among some close to the situation that Brunson, once this move to Madison Square Garden, despite his considerable rise in prominence as a Maverick and Dallas's ability to outbid the Knicks, enticed by the opportunity to become New York's unquestioned lead guard on top of strong family ties.
I mean, if that's his choice, you know, I as a Mavericks fan, maybe you're a little bit disappointed, but if he loves the idea of being a Knick and playing on the team that his dad coaches, being at Madison Square Garden, the mecca of NBA basketball, you know, you could say Mavs raise back, but at some point it's not, you know, a cost-effective move. I don't know what the Knicks contract is going to be, and you know, maybe around $100 million, maybe it's $25 million a year or something like that. But yeah, I think that's the reality that Mavs fans have to take in, and at this point I think it's a huge challenge by the Mavericks over the next week to figure out how they're going to recoup the maximum amount of value if this does in fact happen.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Where do you pivot? Sure. Because when you were putting your plans together, plan A obviously was Brunson. I hope you had a nice solid plan for plan B on if this gets away from us here, how can we mitigate the loss by getting something in return? This is where your strategy guys who really understand what the rules are and how to kind of influence them and get all the salaries and the sign-in trades and the drafts and who can come back. This is where you got to start getting a little bit creative, because I think the worst thing you can do is let Brunson just completely walk out and you get nothing for him.
No question.
So there's got to be a way to work to where we can get something back here, so it's not just a huge dang. We just built this guy up and then he walked out for free. That'd be really the only thing that would just completely suck.
Which
losing
is why
Brunson isn't necessarily the end of the world if you can figure out ways to get some stuff back.
Right. And I think right now we're starting to feel like maybe this is the price is getting too high for a guy that we're not even sure to see an all-star player. And it's nothing against Jalen Brunson. Go get your money. We want you to get paid and we love you. But this is starting to get a little bit astronomical. If you're starting to talk max price for a guy that we're like, are you an all-star player? And when Mike Bassick is talking about, hey, can you do a sign-in trade to get a Julius Randle back, who PCA, Plano Zone, hometown kid, has been a second-team All-NBA player, is an all-star, I think could add a lot of really good talent to this Mavericks team. If you're able, you still
have
Spencer
Dinwiddie.
Three
or four players that I'd like.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Knicks have some guys. Maybe you can get some return on that trade. I think that maybe there's a way to salvage this. And you've got Andrew Baker, who is the man who used to be the capologist there in Brooklyn. He made it work with the Harden trade and then getting KD and Kyrie. So you've got somebody now under your payroll. If there's a way to budget this all, Andrew Baker's the man that can do that for you.
Well, I guess I would just want to talk about what Schiafalo said as worst case scenario, and you know, to what your point was as well, Wolchuk. I don't feel like you should let him go if he's just going to walk. You know, you even if it's $32 million, even if it's the full max at $35 million. You're overpaying by about 25 or 30%. That's what happens in free agency in sports. Yeah. So I want them to be creative. I want them to make the best possible scenario out of this. But the worst thing is that he walks, because we're right back to square one talking about how Luka doesn't have nearly enough help to get you through a playoff series if you let Jalen Brunson walk. Like, the reason you were able to get to the conference finals is the improvement that Jalen Brunson mm-hmm. made between 2021 and 2022. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. Can't let that walk out the door for nothing.
No, and I believe this front office will figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to get caught with their pants down on this one.
Yeah, but Mark Stein sort of pulling this all together and you know, making it seem like in his article, more likely than not, that Jalen Brunson wants to be a New York Knick, and it's going to be up to the Mavericks, really, to sign the huge check if they want to keep him. I think that's where we're sitting with just under a week to go until free agency. Here is Zach Wolchuk with the 5 bold predictions for the Cowboys season.
All right, gentlemen. So Blogging the Boys, they do excellent work. Shout out to RJ Ochoa and those people. This is courtesy of Brian Martin, who's part of their team there. So they had some bold predictions for the Cowboys prior to training camp. So I'm going to throw these at you, and we'll kind of kick these around. But what do we think about Tristan Hill? There's been a lot of chatter, and I've seen several articles about maybe this is the year that Tristan Hill puts it all together. First bold prediction, Tristan Hill finally proves his doubters wrong. And I think the one biggest plus that I've seen for Tristan Hill is the fact that it is a contract year. And how many times have we seen in a contract year these players go out and they perform and they find a way to get that payday? I think Tristan Hill, when he has been able to be on the field, has been productive. The question is, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
And does he have, as you've put it, Broadus, does he have that sponsor to keep him on the roster?
Yeah, he no longer does have the sponsor. But, you know, if you do watch him practice, you do see quickness. You do see a slippery player. I don't know if he can stay healthy. There's always, you know, when he puts himself by being around the ball, he puts himself in some really strange positions, and blockers kind of get, you know, they get low on him. They hit him in the knee. He gets hit in the back. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things where he's going to the football. And I just, you know, his body type is not one of those guys that you would say has the ability to take a lot of pounding. And I think that you're always going to be, you know, it might be 2-3 really good games, and then, oh, by the way, he's out with a sprained MCL for the next 5 weeks. You know, I think that's what the type of player that you're getting there. I do like the way he moves, and I like the way the first step and all that stuff, but I just wonder about his health overall.
Yeah, I mean, the games played is just unbelievable. Yeah. 7-5-6. I would say no way. You know, I just don't see it. No, you have two more talented guys, you know, who aren't doughy. He's just, yeah.
He does have a very interesting body type. Mm-hmm. He's got the T-Rex arms. When he gets a free rush at the quarterback and he's got his arms out there,
it's funny.
It is.
His quickness is impressive, though.
I can see why
Rod Marinelli liked him.
Absolutely.
But other than that, the physical traits are not anything you'd write home about.
Remember, as a rookie, it was DeMarcus Lawrence who dubbed him a fat Winnie the Pooh. Mm. That was the nickname that he gave.
Wow.
So
it's not nice.
It's not nice, but it is accurate.
But yes, I would say the accuracy
and
was
that's coming
there.
From me, who does
cool
not like
guy.
To,
I'd say that. We've interviewed him.
No, I like him. I'm a fan.
But it's tough. They never should have drafted him in the second round. You know, he should have been like a day three type of guy you're prospecting with.
Tony Pollard shines in a versatile running back wide receiver hybrid role. Are we buying this bold
from your lips
prediction?
To God's ears?
I really hope so.
We haven't seen that.
I'll buy more of it.
I'd like to buy it, but I mean, we talk about this is one of the five questions you get asked every year about the Cowboys. What are they gonna do with Tony Pollard? And then we all talk about what we saw in OTAs and mini camps, and then we get into the games, and you're like, oh, so he's averaging a yard and a half more than the other guy, but he's playing like a quarter of the time. No. You got to prove me wrong on this.
Jobs are on the line finally with McCarthy and Moore. You're not. I hope they'll be like, wow, this guy's getting a lot more yards per carry again.
Do you hope or no?
I don't know. Okay. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
See. But I feel like they're desperate, and it's got to be more obvious.
I wish. They
Plus,
were,
you don't have the receivers,
yes.
So somebody yes. needs to go catch
That's
the ball
it,
the first month.
Yes.
Well, so after that happens, it's going to open things up.
There's no more excuses.
And then when Tony Pollard's this breakout player, we're all going to go, what did they do with him the other 4 years or whatever? You know, why did they use him those other times?
They wasted him.
Well, it's and then somebody else pays him and he's gone and all that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Right? It's fine. Oh, well, now it's a fourth year. We don't have Amari anymore. Yeah. Oh, we got to use him here. Now, I do want to pivot that. Bleacher Report ranked the Cowboys backfield as the fifth best
Top
in the NFL with Zeke and Pollard. Now, we do a lot of Pollard versus Zeke talk and how we'd like to see Tony Pollard get more of the touches. I do think as a tandem, there's a way for them to be very good. I like the thunder and lightning type of balance that they can bring here. And, you know, I've heard...
It's like a marketing guy.
Well, yeah, like it kind
I'd call it lightning and thunder. That would be the way I'd position
with
it.
With Pollard being the lightning?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It reminds me of the old way that the Giants were marketing Ron Dane and Tiki Barber.
Lightning and thudding along.
Yeah, well, I'd like Zeke
plodding along.
And we were talked a lot about Marion Barber recently with his tragic passing. And RIP to the Barbarian. But I'd like to see Zeke being used as more of that closer role in the fourth quarter. Keep him fresh and use Tony Pollard more, build that lead, and then have Ezekiel Elliott in the fourth. You can start Zeke. It's fine. Trot him out there for the opening series.
Start him at left guard?
No, okay. He's not
start him at right tackle?
He's not a biscuit. Well, you might need him to start him
at
left guard.
No, I'm just saying, though. Tyler here I'm busting out Zeke, and I'm like, this offensive line has got issues. This offensive line, I mean, they drafted the kid. I mean, what we've seen the OTAs and minicamps, and everybody will say, oh, it's early, brought us. We haven't seen him plug and play this Tyler Smith. I love Tyler Smith's strength.
They're going to play Tyler Smith at left guard. I don't think we need to overthink this. He's going to start.
I hope you're right.
I'm right.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident in that.
I'm the same way. I'm with you, Walchuk. I'm really not concerned that they're going to have Tyler Smith sitting on the bench. But
there's no way.
I just don't. That would be.
I'd be blown. Ooh. Like I would be shocked.
Lightning and pudding, says the 817, by the way. I actually like that idea.
Ezekiel Elliott was not bad the first month of the season until he got hurt.
Yeah.
They bleeped the offense by playing this guy hurt. They did Ezekiel Elliott a disservice.
He wouldn't
and
have
they
come
did the rest
out.
Of the offense. That's fine, but at some point you got to take that decision away from the player, right? That's the job of the team. That's the job of the training staff, and they do a fantastic job. But like Zeke, you're hurt, bud. Sit out. So Zeke healthy, I still think, is a capable running back. I think that there's a good way you can balance this out between the two. Bold prediction, Sam Williams challenges for the starting right defensive end job.
That would be a beautiful thing.
Mm.
If you get
Are these
Sam
pipe dreams or bold predictions? Because that is exciting.
That's teetering the line there.
Yeah. Sam Williams has looked pretty damn good.
Okay, all right.
He does look physically impressive.
Brian, does that sound more like a pipe dream or a bold prediction to you?
If it was Dorrance Armstrong from 2 years ago or this time last year, I would have said Sam Williams is going to win that job. I don't think Dorrance Armstrong is going to go quietly on this one.
He got strong last year.
I think Dorrance Armstrong got better. I've told you this before. It used to be that 1 week you'd see him play, he'd have 2.5 sacks, and then he wouldn't do nothing for the next 3 weeks. I think he's beyond that right now. I think Dorrance Armstrong's turned into a pretty good player.
He came on last year pretty good, and you know Jerry's always getting on this station and hyping him up.
He knows his name.
I don't think that they're going to sit Dorrance, but maybe by the back half of the year.
Well, that's the type of guy you sit Dorrance for, though. Hey, we just drafted this guy pretty high. He's flashing enough to say, hey, we're gonna put him in a starting role. I think he could develop that way, but initially I think he's a guy that I don't want to put too much on your plate.
Right.
And just pass rushing downs, go get after the quarterback.
Just develop into that war, Daddy.
Sam Williams is a good rusher, though.
He is.
A really good rusher.
Looks like a good player.
Yeah.
All right, final two. Tyler Smith proves to be an upgrade at left guard.
Okay.
I think he is. I think he is.
Doable.
Easy.
Yeah, it. That's what I'm saying. It just bothers me. You know, to me, there was such a
Why are you being such a worry ward over there?
Because, you know what, like Joe Philbin I mean, all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, by the way, Connor McGovern can't play. And then Connor McGovern, every practice that I saw, Connor McGovern was getting more work at left guard than Tyler Smith.
He was.
And I'm not, I don't think that's one of those, maybe it's one of those things where they're going, okay, we're just not going to give the rookie the job. But you had a problem at left guard.
Yeah.
They've done some weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then finally, Leighton Vander Esch looks like his former Pro Bowl self.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I will say this about, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that list finished strong, though.
Yeah. But I will, he, you know what? I'm honestly happy he came back.
I kind of am, too.
Because there were times, the games that they lost, he had double-digit tackles. And I didn't think the play dropped off just terribly.
He was really peaking towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And he's
moving around.
Probably been one of the standouts when we've been out there at practice.
They're playing him a ton in the nickel. Him and Parsons both. Getting a lot of that nickel work.
His
too.
Coverage skills at practice, reminiscent from his rookie year.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy and it's him and Parsons, I think they might have a good linebacking duo. I remember the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season feeling like he was completely lost. And I don't know if he manned up or a light bulb came on or something for him, but it was good in the second half of the season. And, yeah, I think that's something to be optimistic about. And that those bold predictions ended well, I think, with a couple of highly realistic things.
I wonder if there's a scenario in which LVE stays healthy, plays well, Jabril Cox comes back and is playing well, and they're like, okay, Parsons, we can just put you on the edge and rock and roll that way. Oh. I wonder if that's up the sleeve.
Okay, Nico, on what the Knicks are doing. We have that cut from his appearance with KNC Masterpiece, and then we're going to play a game. Top 10 Mavs draft picks of all time. Where does Luka hit on that list? It's coming up next in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A huge day of Mavericks news. The Kyrie Irving story is not going away. More on that later. But also, Jalen Brunson to the Knicks is picking up steam. Segment here is brought to you by GetMortgageReady.com. We'll have Nico audio, and then we have a fun trivia game. Top 10 best draft picks of all time for the Dallas Mavericks. Segment's also brought to you by Rubin & Associates. If you're struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders and get you to live in life again. So call Mark Rubin right now at 1-800-LAWYERS. Okay, what's the exact lead in here? Thoughts on what the Knicks are doing to make room for a possible run at your guy here, Nico?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, it's probably the worst kept secret in the NBA yeah. or in sports. So, everybody was watching that. We were watching it. It's obvious. We'll wait and see. It's still not a done deal. Only time will tell.
Still not a done deal. We'll wait and see. That seems different from how they talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that we'll do anything, whatever it takes, to keep Jalen Brunson. And reading the tea leaves and some of the reports that are out there this afternoon, it's starting to feel more and more like maybe it's Jalen Brunson's idea that he wants to go to the New York Knicks. And if they're willing to take the price beyond what the Mavs want to pay, it's a case that, you know, maybe we are looking at a situation where best case scenario is them making a trade. I would love Julius Randle instead of Jalen Brunson. Can we go there? The rebounding, the scoring, 5 assists per game. Like, Julius Randle is a point forward.
He's a
That's
better
what
player.
He is. Yeah. There you go. Just say it like
he
that.
He's
better
just
player.
A better player.
Yeah.
The upside's higher.
So do we know that the Knicks were disappointed enough with Julius Randle last year, they would trade him. We don't know that for a fact. But a lot of people feel like he gave up on them because he wasn't happy with some of the things. So maybe he wants out. Teams are trying to avoid luxury tax threshold. So even though the Knicks could keep Randle and in this scenario sign Jalen Brunson, now beyond him, is it it's Alec Burks, it's Evan Fournier. I mean, there's nice wings that could defend and score and give you just as, you know, just as much, if not more, than what Jalen Brunson has given you. So there's lots of different ways to make it work with New York. But I think that's got to send a shot of anxiety through the Mavs fan base right now, because it does present worst case scenario, which is Brunson leaves and you get nothing in return, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one thing you're really trying to avoid here. And you just have to wonder, will the Knicks even need to play nice with you, or will they have cleared out enough space to where they can just assume Jalen Brunson and the contract they're giving him, and they don't even have to let anything go? Now, maybe they want to, and who knows, but that is the biggest fear. And from Brunson's standpoint, I mean, what are – it's winning and then maybe a little bit more money on your contract that you can get one more year of a contract with, yeah, with the Mavs. Those are the two pros.
Yeah.
And then everything else probably feels like it's the pro on the Knicks side, which is like, I get to be, you know, yeah, I get to be around my dad, make my dad happy, obviously. I get to play for the Knicks. I get to be in the mecca of basketball, still get to make plenty of money. Maybe he feels like he can recoup that money and with kind of the endorsements and that kind of stuff of being in New York. And they are, I mean, look what they're doing. They are just absolutely laying out the red carpet,
yeah,
and it's Jalen Brunson. Like, they're driving his stock up. Like, they are clearly like, we want you more than anything in the world. Like, you are our target. We're giving up everything for you, Jalen. This is your team. This is all yours. And I can understand why that would be all great selling points for Jalen Brunson.
So if you're the Mavs, are you going all the way to the max at 5-135? Like, the Knicks are saying, no, we're not doing a sign and trade. We're just taking your guy. Are you saying, screw you? You know, fine. Deal with this. 5 years and $175 million. We're keeping Jalen Brunson.
I don't think I'm going that high.
You just let him walk?
I hate the idea of letting him walk, but I don't know how advantageous it is to you to max him out that way. I don't know if that becomes something that you can move on from. Jalen Brunson is great at certain values,
yeah,
but at some point you've overstepped it so much where it's like, even though we all respect that he's a solid player and I don't think you're going to get a precipitous decline in his play, it's like, you wake up in 2 years, do you really want to trade for that contract? I don't
and
know.
And there's no match. He's not restricted, audience.
Sure,
you know, it's up to him. Whatever he wants to do, he can do.
That's the biggest question, right? Because now you're talking about, okay, we just can't lose him. You're trying to keep that asset. But if that number gets to a point where you don't feel like, okay, one, I think we're overpaying for this guy. We're not comfortable at paying this price for this player anyway. He's now too rich for us. And two, I don't think we can move him anymore. Would other teams be willing to take on this salary?
That's a huge question, yeah.
Yeah.
If the answer
would
is
make
no,
him untradeable?
Then it's no, you don't match that, right?
Yeah.
And I think to Broadus's point,
if you
point,
feel like it's untradeable, I don't think it's untradeable.
If it's not untradeable,
yeah,
then you do it.
Yeah.
Because then it's still better served to maintain that asset. This is what it's all about. The Mavericks, what we're talking about right now, they don't have a lot of pieces to move. You're still better served maintaining Brunson on your roster as a potential trade piece for you in the future. If you think you can move him, even at that price, then you still match that contract, even if the Knicks are unwilling to do a sign and trade.
Yeah, because the salary cap's going to hit $120, $130 million over the next couple of years, and even at $35 million, that's still like 28% of the cap. I it's not like 40% of the cap or some of the deals we've seen in the past that are like prohibitive. But yeah, I think as the cap goes up, you could continue to, you know, be flexible with Jalen Brunson. All righty, let's play this game here, gentlemen, as it's a huge story. And next week, free agency starts. So really, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have an absolute ball talking about how this basketball team comes together and all the big Cowboys storylines and, of course, the Texas Rangers and everything else. Top 10 Dallas Maverick draft picks of all time. Coming in at number 10 is the... Okay, you guys ready to play this game? You better be ready on them triggers.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I see Lucius Alexander putting on his headset. He's ready to rock. Is anybody else ready to go? You got your game faces on.
My body is ready.
Number 10 on this list is a man whose nickname is also the name of a piece of farm equipment.
Tractor trailer?
Brian Broaddus gets it.
That's a good one.
1999, first round, ninth overall.
Michigan.
Of course, the man the Mavs traded.
That's the thing.
Dirk.
It's so difficult to know. It's like who drafted who, and then they traded. Like even last night, it's weird where like they're on the broadcast and like the Mavs are making their quote unquote 26th pick, and everybody in the world knows it's not the Mavs pick. It's Houston's, and then actually goes to Minnesota, I think, and they draft Wendell Moore or whatever. And it's like, and they're talking about it like it's going to be the Mavericks. The Mavericks make this selection. This is their Mavericks player, and it's like, it's just weird that ESPN has to do that. And it's like, everybody, why are we doing this right now?
Can I get a real broadcast where we're just talking about what's happening and not like honoring all these weird league CBA rules?
All the video that we'd seen leading up to draft was with Luka with an Atlanta hat on.
Yeah.
That was just so stupid. Strange. So dumb.
The Trae Young thing.
Trae Young with a Mavs hat on. I'm like, that's you know, our kids are going to look at that one day. They're going to go,
huh?
Did he really play? I'm like, no, it was some weird thing the NBA did. They made him wear the hats.
It's just dumb.
Number nine on the list was part of a really fun trio in the 90s for the Mavs. He was an all-star in 2003, although by this point he was with another team.
Jamal Mashburn.
Mashburn. Oh, okay. You're thinking out loud there, Brian. I'll accept that as an answer.
Do you want us to buzz in? Or
I was thinking Mashburn or Jackson. I couldn't remember. One was picked before the other. Jackson was before Mashburn, I believe.
Okay, let's get a hand raise from now on.
Okay we'll raise hands.
I was thinking out loud. That was my bad.
Oh, you're good. It did pay off for you. And you now have a 2-0 lead. The smart money would bet that'll be your final tally.
Yeah, so I think know it. Now that I have to raise my hand, yes, it will be.
Number eight on the list is 1983, was the ninth overall pick of your Dallas Mavericks. He shared a draft class with one Larry Bird. Yes.
Oh.
Brian.
I believe they had two picks that year. It's either Dale or Lewis. Let's go Harper.
That is an incorrect answer, Brian.
Oh,
that's
man.
Where I was going. I thought he had it.
Okay.
Good guess.
His L was my L.
I know who the other one is then.
I know the last name. Ellis?
It's Dale Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, we'll accept Ellis.
Okay. Big Dale.
Wow.
Thank you.
Zeniel. Oh, Harper. His last name.
Gosh darn it, Dale.
Ellis.
Harper was not better than Dale Ellis. Okay.
Shot better than 40% from three-point range.
Higher up on the list.
Over 17 seasons, over 40% from downtown. This was one of the few guys they would let shoot threes in the 80s and early 90s.
Well, what was his field goal attempts per game from three, like 0.5? Half a three a game.
It's a long way to the rim from here, guys.
That's right.
Unless you're wide open, you might as well just swing it around. Dump it into the big man.
Big Dale Ellis. That's outstanding. Nice work, Wolchuk.
Okay, it's 2-1 Broaddus. Number seven on the list had the nickname Big Smooth.
What that Dak do, Sam Perkins?
He got it. 2-1. Lucius is on the board. Yes, he was 1984. First round, fourth overall pick out of North Carolina, averaged 14-7 in his six seasons with the Mavs. Number six on the list. You go back to 1981. First round, first overall.
Oh, Mark McGuire.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Was it a call on?
Wait to be called on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was not a
but
call
his,
on.
I think
sorry.
His cheating cancels out your cheating. Wolchuk, you now have a cheat you can pull off if you'd like, and Lucius, you do have as well.
Just you mean Chiafalo. Now, Wolchuk already used his cheat.
That's right. Yes, we'll call that a mulligan.
I'm starting to get sexier.
It's 2-2.
That was a hand up.
But never speak unless called upon again. You understand that,
right? I was so excited. I knew one. I'm so sorry.
Number five on the list, the top 10 Mavericks draft picks of all time. Was the first German this organization ever took. Wolchuk.
Detlef Schrempf.
He's up to 3-2-1. Number four on the list is 1983, first round, 11th overall.
Oh,
Broaddus.
Ronaldo Blackman?
No.
No, I got it. Harper. That's
Derek. Chiafalo's on the board.
Three to two, one to one. I'm all of you.
Broaddus, you had that earlier, Brian. What the hell?
He fumbled the bag.
I was thinking I went 81 instead of 83. My bad.
Number three on the list. His jersey hangs in the rafters. He's a good broadcaster. Wolchuk.
Derek Harper.
No.
Oh, we just went with Derek Harper.
Broaddus.
Brad Davis?
No.
His jersey hangs in the rafters, and he's a good broadcaster?
Yeah. Most people don't realize. Everybody hasn't guessed yet. Most people don't realize he was obtained with a pick that was acquired from Denver in the Kiki Vandeweghe deal.
He was the first pick ever for the Mavs, Kiki Vandeweghe, 1980, I believe.
Oh, that should have been a guess.
His last name also kind of describes his demographics.
I think I know this one.
Oh, man. This hurts, boys. I'm
1981 first round, ninth overall.
If his jersey's up there, I think
I just said
this.
It. Lucius just said it.
Rolando
Lucius.
Black. Pass?
Yeah. Rolando Blackman, he got it. 4-3 to 2-1.
It describes his demographic.
I was scared to jump out there.
Y'all
was so scared to jump out there.
I think he's black, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm sorry. Okay, number two on the list. Plays on the team. Zach.
Luka
Doncic,
How
yes.
How is he not one?
I don't know.
Dirk?
Let me see if we can get an explanation here from...
Oh, is Dirk going to count them?
No, they're not going to count Dirk.
Is it... Oh, first over?
This was done by the Morning News staff. They couldn't even put somebody's name on it.
Josh Green.
No, number one, coaches the team. Wolchuk. Jason Kidd, yes. He put down 19 years worth of leading virtually all his teams to winning records, playoffs with Dallas and title in 2011. Number two overall pick. Yeah, I guess longevity, but
first-round picks. Okay.
He played with two other teams.
So I guess Luka just needs more time before we're going to put him over Kidd.
I wish it would have been funny if they
got you a title.
If they put Trae Young there. They should have put Trae Young at one.
I mean, I think Rolando Blackman should be one in this case. His jersey's up there.
Yeah, for sure. We got to run. Friday staple here. Biggest L, biggest dub with Chiafalo. That's coming up next on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much. It is the G-Bag Nation. Time now for Eric Chiafalo and his Friday staple. Biggest L, biggest dub. Here he is, Chief.
That's right. Where have you taken some L's this week, ladies and gentlemen? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? 877-881-1053. Biggest L, biggest dub. It starts right now. All right, I'd like to say big dub for us here at the station because we got the bathroom sink fixed.
Let's go.
So for the 20 to 25% of us that wash our hands consistently after using the restroom, we get to do that again, which is very, very exciting. I say we. I'm not really in that 20 to 25%.
You
but,
walk right out of that.
That's very inclusive. I use the term we very loosely.
You're running to get back on the show. Yeah. Zip up your pants.
I just washed my hands. Eric didn't, but what
I did,
was going
yeah.
on? I heard, was there like a...
Oh, we had a whole sink issue. Yeah, we had a whole sink issue.
Flint issue going on.
Glad I missed that.
It was like dark... murky waters.
It was sending me out back up through the sink.
Oh, we had a poo water situation.
Yeah, it kind of
It was a FedEx Field kind of feel.
Dan
you
Snyder
know?
Decided to infiltrate here.
We all felt like we were watching a Washington Commanders football game live and in person all week long. It was it was a massive week-long L, but today we get the dub because it is officially fixed. So I wanted to show love that way. Also, Wolchuk, I mean... You got yourself a dub, right? You had a nice little date ski last night.
Well,
what?
So I did get a dub from that.
And Wolchuk said this guy was a sweetheart gentleman, like took great care of him.
She was very, very sweet. The thing is,
Pride Month.
With Google now, you know, she Googled me.
She's looking
me.
You up, huh?
She looked me up, and she sees what I do for a living. So she says...
Deal breaker.
She's like, just don't talk about me on your radio show.
Yeah.
Not too late.
I don't want to become a bit on the show.
At 420 today.
You know, I was like, well... I can't guarantee that, but I'll try and respect that. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not allowed to talk about this date.
Do something foolish, ma'am. We'll get you on air.
Yeah.
She so wants to be talked about. Yeah. She's daring
I
you.
I think she does, too. She was very nice. Yeah. We went and saw The Black Phone. It was a solid movie.
Wow, okay, so
Ethan
what a...
Ethan Hawke's new flick.
The first date going to see a movie. I mean, was there a lunch or coffee situation before?
We met up early.
Okay.
Before the movie, so we got to chat for a while. They had a nice little, they have like a little mini, at the Cinemark I went to, they have like a bar restaurant area on the corner there.
Okay, because I was wondering if you were going for a meal, like with the soda,
I didn't know.
If she looked at you funny, like were you pulling out a Ziploc bag of cucumbers and stuff, or like.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways.
Cucumber, yeah.
I can find stuff when we go out and eat, and the next day it'll probably be a sit-down dinner.
Was she blown away at your Google pics and then seeing you live in person? She's like, wow, you're actually like, you're a 10 in person with all this.
Wow, my gosh, you look so much slimmer.
You do.
Oh my gosh, your neck.
Wow, you have one. This is good.
Wow. This is great.
For a second there, she wasn't sure if you had a neck.
Holy cow, you don't have three chins anymore.
No, congratulations, man.
Capitalizing.
Nice. I don't think it went that far.
Three chins?
She's old school. You know, it's my first Hispanic.
Okay. So, your first.
What happened to, by the way, I've had a lot of people in my life ask me, like, hey, can we get a Miami Cuban update from the girl that was trying to get flowed out?
Well, after we had our conversation, I literally told her I no longer wanted to speak.
I'm proud of you.
I took all of your advice and I said, I'm not interested.
Good for you.
So wow. I don't talk to her anymore. She actually did reach out a couple days ago and asked what diet I'm on.
Okay.
I'm not
Did she really?
I'm not kidding.
She's monitoring you and your glow up?
Black beans and rice. Yeah, because she follows me on Instagram.
Nice, man.
Are you putting all your weight loss stuff on pictures and
well,
stuff?
Well, Ted took that picture of me at the ballpark where I had the phone and the headset on.
Yeah, looked slim.
You know? Yeah. And I guess I was looking slim, so she liked that picture.
Mm. She's trying to get back in the game?
Big E really wants me to go out with Kelsey Charles. No, it wasn't Kelsey Charles, Big E.
I think you wouldn't mind going out with Kelsey Charles
She's
either.
A sweetheart, but I think she's way out of my league.
Well,
stop saying that stuff, Woolchuck.
You're yeah, right. You're yeah. right. I need to have more self-confidence.
I think you're about 10, 12 pounds away to being right in her league. Thank you're right you. There, pal. Anybody else, big dubs or L's, they need to be vulnerable about?
Decided to finally open up the third notice from NTTA, the toll road folks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Those
now,
stack up on you, man.
We got new vehicles last fall, one in August, one in October. Uh-huh. And we've been flying with no toll tag, okay, for a combined 15 or 16 months. Oh. Now, we do a lot of toll roading into Rowlett and into Plano for soccer practice and soccer weekends. Sometimes like 4 or 5 trips a day on that toll road. And it came out to $1,759. Oh, my goodness. So we've done tolls a little bit too much since last fall.
Uh-huh.
We're scaling way back on tolls. Yeah, that Bro, was tough.
Is it
tough.
All the fees? Was it the extra fees?
There was some fees involved probably for $200-$300 of that. Yeah. The lady on the phone, she took out some of the stuff. She was real nice about it and moved some money around so I could cover it. And we got that taken care of. Okay, speaking of moving money around, biggest dub. 2 weeks ago in this very segment, I told you about my tax return being lost. The IRS said, we sent it out. It should be in your bank account. Bank was like, we don't have it. So thankfully, it showed up in the mail yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice, dude.
We got that covered.
Let's That's
go.
Been like a year and a half long nightmare
it
for
has,
you, right?
A full year after I was expecting it. Maybe a year and a couple of months even.
Man.
That's my 2020 return.
You know what you got to do for the toll stuff, man? Like, I build it into my phone to where it avoids tolls on my maps.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I have to do. Now, I'm sitting in hella traffic.
Can you drive by way of Waco to get here?
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you. Some of these tolls, they rack up on you
now,
real
Now, how
real
much
quick.
635 do you have to drive? Because I would challenge you to be able to hold to that if you had to navigate that bad boy.
I was going to Addison a lot for the car dealership, no longer. So it's not as pressing of an issue for me now. But there's been times, like, I drove to the Star for Cowboys practice.
Yeah.
Much easier to getting on the tollway, but I avoided it. And I paid the price when it comes to the amount of time.
You got there
in
35 minutes later?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I had to leave practice like 30 minutes before Walchuk just to get to the show on time.
No way.
Walchuk's like, dude, I can get there in 20 minutes. I'm like, yeah, my map's telling me 48 because I'm avoiding
tolls.
So are
you a cheapskate in other parts of your life?
I am. I would say I'm a cheapskate.
Carpools with Broadus.
Carpools with Broadus. Okay, we're learning new stuff about you.
Yeah, no, I'm not
cheapskate.
Judging.
No, for sure.
Yeah. My man has figured out how to recline the seat and almost sleep on the way home.
It's incredible.
That's
man.
My guy.
Broadus has saved me so much money over the last month or so, man.
No, I drove in and I saw Eric's car. I go, holy crap, Eric drove into work today.
Yeah, well, that leads us to Broadus's L that he's been taking for 2 weeks now with the AC outage. Yeah, he's having to...
The whole thing, man, I mean, I don't want to call the company out that messed the thing up, but, you know, there was a pipe that was loose, and so water came through the ceiling and stuff, and little did I know that they have to do this whole mold treatment thing. So, like, 11 blowers have been going off in my foyer of my house... With these like plastic tubes to
I've
the ceiling.
There.
Yeah.
I've been there.
My house is like the temperature of Tampa, Florida right now. Well, so I can't even stay in it.
The difference between your
tomorrow,
family and
tomorrow,
mine,
it'll be
we
over.
Stayed in it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, I am not gonna sweat.
Oh no, stayed in it.
I'm not gonna do
that. Yeah, my dad gives zero bleeps. One, his family was in South Africa. We were not going to South Africa.
Sure.
And he's not fitting us to go into a hotel.
Yeah.
So it's like, son. Get a fan going and just suck it up. And that's what
I did. This has been like 5 days now, this house and the ceiling drying it out. And that noise in there, when you walk in there, seriously, it is like being in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
which
terrible.
Is just that loud. And I'm like, you know, tomorrow at noon, this all ends. Hopefully, I get back in my house.
Big dub tomorrow.
Really,
that'd be a big dub
you,
tomorrow at 12:01 if they pull all that equipment down.
Hey, I think the Metroplex took a dub this week because we found out that Shaquille O'Neal just bought a crib for over $1 million in the Carrollton area.
Yeah.
And it's because of the expansion
chicken
of his
places.
Big chicken restaurant chain coming to Texas. So we get some Shaq chicken, and maybe we get to see more Shaq Diesel out and about.
I thought we were getting Bojangles.
Well, we are getting Bojangles. That's still a thing.
Best iced tea in
Texas. That's
biscuits.
Still a thing.
Unbelievable.
Bojangles to Frisco, I think, like, much sooner than later. Yeah, that's a real deal. So big dub that way. Nice. Because Shaq is the type of guy that you're sitting in a restaurant, he buys the meal for everybody. So... maybe we're
sitting
in a
restaurant. Yeah, more Shaq in town's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's
$25,000 the other day on a dinner for a bunch of folk.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. I saw that story. So maybe we'll get more of that around here in the DFW Metroplex. I still think the biggest L of the week, though, is going to Trevor Lawrence and the just the amount of money that he's lost taking his signing bonus in crypto.
And yes, went from huge money.
$24 million, and it's all the way down to like $9 million now. Like, he's lost $15 million. Because of the way that the crypto stuff has gone as of late. Now, that can easily turn back into a dub at some point. Mm. Right now, Trevor Lawrence.
Massive loss.
You are holding that L, my friend.
All righty. Thank you so much. Eric Chiafalo every Friday about 3:40. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here at 4 o'clock. It's Cowboys Twitter. And what record Micah Parsons is eyeing in year two is amongst the discussions next here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.